Well, pleased with the result. Probably wouldn't ever so happy with our performance, but we dug in, kept the clean sheet, so we'll take the positives, a 2-0 win.
We were saying they had nothing to play for, so they did sort of go for it, didn't they? They put up a good fight considering their position.
Yeah, I feel that we needed to start well. I pressed that on the boys before we went out. We didn't start well. We give them a couple of chances in the first couple of minutes, and that give them a leg up and give them a boost. And I wanted us to press the ball, and I didn't feel we did that.
So what did you say to them at half time?
Just basically that I wanted them to press the ball. I thought our fullbacks were our outlets, and we didn't use them. So second half we did get the ball out to Ashley quite a bit, Ashley Wells, and then we sort of come into it. But in saying that, in the first half we did have some good passages of play, albeit we didn't score. And then it turns it into a frustrating game. You know, the pitch is dried out now. Although it is a nice pitch, but it makes it hard, and obviously it give Bashley a little bit of confidence, give him a bit of confidence in, you know, because we didn't score, and then they put bodies behind the ball, and it's hard to break down.
But you did manage two second half goals, and they both came from corners.
Yeah, we have done a little bit of work on corners. But obviously, we had some new personnel today. I thought Jamie Richards done very well. Quite impressed with him. So, like I said, we'll move on to Tuesday, and we've got another hard game against Bashley again.
That's strange, playing them again so soon, isn't it?
Well, we've been there three times, so hopefully that this time the lights will stay on.
Because that's an unbelievable situation. You've been there twice when they've had floodlight failure this season. Ain't one time you tried to fix them yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm an electrician, but I think you'd need a miracle worker to have got them fixed in 10 minutes that night.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen again. And you had two debutants today. Well, Jacob Jabba-Kane made his home debut, and you got your goal scorer who scored, and you said you're impressed with him. And Vassell came off the bench as well, didn't he, Isaac Vassell, for another debut?
Yeah, you know, like I'm obviously going down the youth route at the moment. I have got a few experienced players in mind that I would like to bring into the club. That's not possible at this moment, you know, but obviously in pre-season I'll be looking to bring them in. But I'm pleased with what's come in, and their attitudes has been good. The training's been good, but it's about putting it out on the park, and that's the main thing.
Sort of Weymouth, a mid-table team this season. They did hope at the start of the season they might go up, but a mid-table team. And I get the sense that you're really waiting for next season, so it's sort of your team, Jason Matthews' team, to have a crack at the league.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I want to try and stamp my authority on what I want to happen at Weymouth. I want to make this club, you know, back to where it was. Whether I can do that or not, who knows? But I'm going to give it my best shot, and then if I fail, I've failed my way.
And going back to today, your player manager, clean sheet bonus for you today, and you did have a few saves to make, especially in the first half when the scores were 0-0, one on one, you pulled one off.
Yeah, that's what I'm paid to do. I still love playing, and that's another thing for next season, bringing in a number two, a voice from the sideline. But don't get me wrong, if I'm not doing that, I'll be leaving myself out.
And what goes through your mind? Is it just instinct? Someone comes through one on one. What do you sort of try and make yourself as big as possible? How does it work?
Spot on, Cliff. You ought to be a goalkeeping coach, mate.
Wow, that would be a nice thought. Anyway, well done on your win today. And obviously, you've got to do it all again on Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks very much, Cliff.